This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU soil health specialist Chandler Gruner from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Chandler, let's talk soil pH and aluminum toxicity today. How are these connected?
So yeah, they're kind of connected in a couple ways, but most importantly is so once the soil pH gets below 5.5, it actually frees up the aluminum from the soils. So we see this issue, especially over here in the western part of North Dakota, but it can actually spread across the entire state. And so a lot of times we see our pHs start getting drugged down from fertilization and different practices. Over time, we start to lower the pH, but it's very important to note the aluminum. So when the aluminum frees up, it not only affects the plants, but it also affects the roots and the growth and also nutrient relations.
All right, good stuff. And hey, we'll discuss what this means for producers when we come back.
The Minot Hot Tots and Honeybees are back in action this summer at Corbett Field in Minot, North Dakota. The schedule is packed with even bigger and better theme nights, fun promotions for the whole family, warm summer evenings, and of course, baseball and softball. The fun starts on May 26th at 6:35 p.m., but you can go to hottotsbaseball.com or honeybeesoftball.com today to see what's in store this season.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, financial associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Talking soil pH and aluminum toxicity today with Chandler Gruner on Ag Issues. And Chandler, what's a resolution here?
So when you have them plants and roots that are getting affected, so it limits the nutrient uptake, it limits the water uptake. And so phosphorus is one of the nutrients that the roots need to move through the soil and find. And so they're not being mobile in the soil, the roots got to find their way over. And so aluminum affects the roots. And so a lot of times you'll see roots that don't have a lot of hairs when they have aluminum toxicity and low pH. So when you're not able to take up phosphorus, you'll see the above ground, the purpling of the plants, and so you'll start seeing a phosphorus issue. So one of the strategies to help kind of reduce this issue is to apply lime in the soil. So when you apply lime, what it does is it actually reduces solubility of aluminum. So by reducing the solubility of aluminum, impacts the plants less. So then when they need to take up water or nutrients like phosphorus, they're able to do so.
All right, good stuff. As always, thanks for that, Chandler. And hey, that will put a wrap on this report. If you miss one, check us out on the website, agissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Minot Hot Tots Baseball, by Andy and Teal Laris, your Thrivent advisors in Minot, and enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.